Jim Taylor back on the WMJ Sportsline on this Saturday morning. And what a way to kind of end our 2018-2019 programming. And I guess one of my most favorite Mercer County Golden Eagles ever is Caden Harmon. He's a baseball player and wrestled at Mercer County High School. He's doing bigger and, I guess, better things, scary things from my perspective. MMA fighting. He made his debut last weekend. And I wanted to tell you, I told you this off the air, and I want to begin our conversation by this. Your body fat, from the pictures I've seen, is like 0.00000001%. So how in the world, first up, good morning, but how in the world did you, give us the backstory how you said, hey, I guess I'm going to sell insurance by day and crack skulls by the end of the night in an octagon. So how did you get involved in this MMA thing?
You know, when I finished wrestling, honestly, I was, you know, it's a grueling sport. Takes a toll on your body, so, and you have to be mentally tough as well. So, you know, I finished it. I had a knee injury my senior year, so it was over a year that I was off from combat sports altogether. And honestly, when I finished it, I was like, I'm so glad it's over. You know, it's tough, but it was a long time off, and I realized how much I love doing it. So I texted Coach Speaker one day out of the blue, and I said, hey, Coach Speaker, you know, I want to start fighting. And he's like, I was like, can you help me? And he said, definitely. Yeah. So I was going into wrestling practice almost every day, and then he helped me get back into shape, and he gave me a gym. Him and my coach now go way back. A lot of stories I've heard for them. But, you know, he said, go to this gym. So, and he's always been someone that's never steered me wrong. So I trust him, and here we are.
All right. So is it a perfect compliment then, going from amateur high school wrestling to the MMA / ultimate fighting, or whatever you want, whatever the definition is of what you want to call it?
It's definitely a good combo. You know, I train on the ground. I train jiu-jitsu now, Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And I love it. But it definitely, wrestling transfers over extremely well. Obviously, I'm not trying to submit people in wrestling, but just the control aspect and the scrambling aspect and just being used to those positions, it transfers over extremely well. And you hear a lot of top-level guys say, you know, the best background to have in mixed martial arts is wrestling. And a lot of the guys in, like, the UFC, for example, were Division I wrestlers. Now, obviously, I'm not a Division I wrestler, but going into the gym, my wrestling transferred over extremely mm-hmm. well. So it is definitely a good background to have. But striking, obviously, there's not too much there. So that's obviously what we're more focused on. But it's definitely a good background to have.
All right. So I would say, they say the old adage is, the only thing to fear is fear itself. Does that apply to this, I guess? Were you fearful at all, or you said, I want to... I guess you can't be scared in this type of stuff, can you?
No.
But there has to be a little anticipation.
Right.
They ring the bell and you're in that cage and you're like, well, I hope I'm ready for this.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I'm going to find out if definitely. I'm not.
Yeah. I wouldn't say I was ever scared, really. And that's probably a lot in a test to Coach Speaker, because, you know, he would tell us before every wrestling match we had, he's like, hey, this kid's a state champ. And we're like, okay, well, no, he's not, obviously. But, you know, he just always got us in that mindset of, hey, it doesn't matter. You know, you put yourself in this position, so go out and perform. You know, and that's kind of how it was. Obviously, there's nerves. If you're not nervous, you're either, one, you're lying, or two, there's something wrong with you and you don't know what you're doing. But, no, there's definitely nerves, but I wouldn't say I was ever scared at any point.
All right, so last Saturday was the first competitive event for you, right?
Yep.
So take us through it. You won. I heard high praise.
Yep.
For those people that don't understand Ultimate Fighting or MMA, how does the rule, explain to them how the rules work, you know, each round, whatever, how it works for those.
Sure.
This is Ultimate Fighting and MMA for dummies, and you're talking to a dummy right now. All right, go ahead.
Oh, okay. So basically how it works is, you know, there's like an 8-point striking system. So you have your punches, your elbows, your knees, and your kicks. And as an amateur, I fight amateur, obviously, but there's no elbows and knees to the head, but you can still throw them to the body. And so as an amateur, we fight 3-minute rounds, and then there's a minute in between each round. But, yeah, pretty much, I don't know, like hair pulling, biting, short grabbing the cage, anything like that.
So is it an octagon then?
Yep, it's just an octagon with just a regular old fence and then some padding on where the octagon's put together.
So max rounds, how many rounds max is it then?
For an amateur, actually, amateur and professional is the same. If it's a title fight, it's 5 rounds. If it's just a regular bout, it's 3 rounds.
Yeah, so how many minutes a round did you say?
3.
Now,
and then a title fight is 5.
When I say, you know, for people... When you say, well, God, that doesn't sound like much, you know, the minutes. And then even when if you're not accustomed to high school wrestling and you're like, well, that doesn't sound like much, well, get on a mat and take some gambit on and you'll see how slowly time goes by.
Definitely.
That's a lot of time in the ring to be wailing on one another.
It definitely is, and especially you think, okay, well, I can look at a clock for 3 minutes, you know, but when you're in there and you're competing, you're going hard, it's like, it's grueling, and, you know, especially if you're taking a beating or you're in a bad position or something, you know, it can definitely be a long time.
So, from your emotions, like, mentally, all right, we know sports, physically, you have to come through, but, you know, mentally... The mind is such a strong thing. So when you're in the cage octagon last Saturday, when did you say, I know I got, you know, like, I know I made the right decision. I like this. It's like, oh, yeah, all right. Let's do this thing. I mean, did you kind of, where you said there's some nerves, you weren't scared, but there was nerves, but you are in there and you're like, yeah, I think I'm going to do okay in this thing.
Yeah.
I mean, is there like a – did you get that experience?
Definitely. And honestly, when I my first training day, the first day I went in for my first ever striking class, I just started striking in December. You know, my game's come a long way, obviously, but there's still a lot of improvements to be made, as is true with anybody's game. But when my first day of striking, I was like, I love this, you know? Like, this is what I want to do. But in the cage – it's extremely technical, and it's a chess game. It really is. You want to, you know, make somebody think you're doing something and then do the other thing. So, I opened up, you know, I took the center of the octagon real fast, and then we touched gloves and I opened up with a leg kick, and that's when I was like, this is excellent, you know?
So then training wise for this, so that you talk about technical, being technical. But, like, I assume, is cardio the big thing then in this?
Yeah, it definitely is. And my first day of striking, we have, at practice, we did what's called 20s, 20 punches, 20 hooks, 20 uppercuts, 20 knees, and 20 kicks, and that's one set. And I was going through, and I was like, well, I can do that. You know, that's easy. I wrestled. And I got about halfway through my first set, and I was like gassed, and I was like, wow, this is tough. And then my coach, Kenny Nyquist, he said, all right, go through 4 times. And I was like, wow, that's a lot. So, I mean, we definitely try to keep a high pace at practice. So it's, okay, you did that combo so many times, on to the next one, you know, don't stop, because in a fight, you know, he can come at you anytime, but you also want to keep a pace where it's, he can't come at you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So cardio is definitely a big thing, and it's that's another thing that makes the 3 minutes so long. You strike for 3 minutes, you know, it's wild. It's definitely, it's hard.
So then is there like, how does the weight classification and that stuff work? Is there a weight classification for what you do or not?
Yeah, there's several different weight classes, but I'll fight at 135.
All right.
Yeah.
So, like, when you – do you have, like, a – I don't know, like, is there, like, a – is there something that, like, gets you pumped up, like a movie, like, you know, like Rocky III, where he says, you know, do you see that? You're probably too young to even know what I'm talking about when I talk about Rocky.
Oh, no, I grew up on Rocky.
Okay, so, you know, Rocky III, when he has the rematch with Clever Lang, he's like, you ain't so bad. Yeah. And, like, why you breathing so heavy? Yeah. Is there, like, any movie that, like, when you're training or you need to get pumped up? But, I mean, there comes a point where, you know, you can't rely on the movies to pump you up, because if they do, then you'll probably get exposed.
Yeah, definitely. You know, any combat sport movie like that is something that's like it gets you amped up. Mm-hmm. But I'm a huge Conor McGregor fan, you know, and a lot of people don't like him because they don't know much about him. You know, they hear him talk and they're like, I hate that guy, which makes sense, you know, but at the same time, like, I've studied him so much. Like, I know his story. I know where he came from. And it's just so inspiring to me. So he's actually got a documentary on Netflix, and it's about an hour and a half long. And it's an excellent film, really. You know, it shows his up and coming. And then, you know, he was broke. He was collecting, you know, welfare checks. Mm-hmm. And now he's making $1 billion, mm-hmm. you know. So it's just, his story definitely inspires me. So I'll watch a lot of, you know, highlight videos of him or background stories or his documentary and stuff like that.
So what has been the reaction that you've received from people that you know well? You know, when you said, well, I'm going to do this. And they're like, no, you're not. And then, like, yeah, I'm going to do this. And then they're like, no, you're not. And you're like, I'm going to do this. And no. And then all of a sudden, hey, did you see? Like, I saw somebody was sharing, and I'm like, you know, it's like, wait a minute, he's doing what? And it's like, well, he's Ultimate Fighting. I'm like, no way, man. So what has been, like, the reaction from close friends, family, confidants, you know, whatever? I mean, what has been some of the conversation here down the road?
You know, my family at first was like, absolutely not. Like, that is the dumbest thing we've ever heard. You know, but my friends, obviously, you know, they're like, dude, that's super cool, you know? Like, my friend's a fighter, you know? It's cool, you know? It definitely shows you, like, who is actually your friend, you know? Because a lot of people see it, but they don't say anything to you about it. But it was nice to receive, you know? I had a lot of people say, dude, that's awesome. Like, good luck. And I was like, thank you. You know, that means a lot. Mm-hmm. It really does, you know? Like, growing up with these people, and then you don't see them in a while because we all graduated, and then, you know, they're still there. It was nice to have, but yeah, my family was not about it. They said, no, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, because, too, you know, a lot of people don't understand the sport, really.
Right.
You know, so kind of trying to understand it, maybe they're more accepting when they're at something. Are you feeling that now, that
yeah,
your family goes
definitely.
To it, they can see it, and they say you're doing the proper training and
definitely.
You're doing it the right way?
Yeah. You know, my family, you know, I kind of keep quiet about all the little things that I do, you know, weight cut, training, extra training at my own house, you know, go for a bike ride or something. I kind of keep quiet about that, but, you know, I'm definitely proud of it. It's a lot of hard work, you know, and on Mother's Day, that was the week before my fight, so I'm in the middle of my weight cut, you know, and we had two cookouts, and I didn't eat at them, because it's like, and it's just that level of dedication, yeah. But
well, that translates from the old wrestling days,
right,
then.
Definitely.
So have you had conversations with Coach Speaker then? Is he, I assume he's following you closely then?
You know, I, not really, about
okay.
whole fighting, you know.
Well, he's probably watching you from afar.
Yeah, he's, you know, obviously my fight was graduation weekend, so there were some people that were busy. But, you know, I haven't talked too much in detail with him, but I know he's a good guy. He's helped me a lot, so I know he's there, you know.
All right, so what is next then? So you wrestled this past weekend, last Saturday, right? So what is, what's next for you in this?
You know, a lot of people, they take a fight, and then after the fight, you know, they take some time off. But, you know, I didn't have any injuries, so I was like, let's get right back into training. Let's hit the ground running, you know. So, I went to war Saturday. We got fight of the night, and then I was back in the gym Monday. So, I didn't want to waste any time. So, I was right back into training. hopefully on the August card. Should be on the August card.
And that's, you told me off the air, Burlington.
Yep.
So what was the biggest thing you gained from, you know, it's one thing to practice, but it's one thing then to get in the octagon and then you're doing it in front of people that are watching, which is a volatile vocal crowd. So, yeah. You know, you have to kind of deal with that.
Definitely.
Too. So what did you gain, like, from the first time actually in a competitive match where it's kind of scored and you're trying to win it and then there's a fan base there? Because, I mean, it's entertainment, too. I mean, people want to say, let's see these two people go mano a mano and put on a show.
It's like modern gladiators.
Yeah, that's right. That's what it's like.
Put them in the Coliseum.
135-pound gladiators. Yeah, so what did you? What was your takeaway from doing it for the first time? I mean, were there a couple things that you really learned, you know, by doing it the first time in a competitive situation?
Sure. You know, it was obviously my first fight weigh-in, so that was exciting. It was a lot of firsts for me. So I think the biggest thing that I would gain is the experience factor. I don't want to say I gained too much confidence because, you know, you always have to be confident. Like, you're going to have – in this sport, you know, you're going to have people – like, trash talk is obviously a big thing, especially with everything that's been going on in the UFC. Now everybody's trash talking, you know. So now you're getting fighters that are doing that. So you definitely have to be mentally tough. So I don't want to say I gained too much confidence because, you know, my confidence has always been high. As soon as I started training, you know, I knew what I was putting into it. I knew my skill set. I knew my dedication, you know. So I had expectations. But, you know, definitely gained a little bit of confidence. But I would say the biggest thing is the experience and knowing how things go now. Because it was my first one, so a lot of it, like, pretty much everything was new to me. So I was like, okay, how does this go? How does this go? And then, you know, now knowing what to expect, I think it'll be the biggest thing is experience.
So you said trash talking. That's pretty common practice even at your level.
Yeah. So
give me can you give me some, like, PG-13 trash talking here?
You know, there's not too much of that, really. And I would say, you know, at my level, it's not too much as, like, direct trash talk as it is, like, you know, somebody posting something on Facebook.
Oh, it's and, a social
it's
media
like,
kind
right,
of stuff.
Right, right. You know, it's not too much. And you'll have those guys that'll, you know, try to get in your face at the show or at the face-offs or whatever. But this guy I fought last weekend, he was pretty chill, so he wasn't too into the whole trash talking thing. But, you know, I didn't have any problems with him, so I was.
Now, do you do any PG-13 trash talking?
No.
And you let your game and your fist and your feet do the talking.
You know, if somebody's, you know, like, starting stuff on social media or something, then I'll.
You say meet in the cage.
Yeah, I don't want to get, like, I don't get too offended by it. I know you're just trying to sell fights and everything, but. Like, if you're going to be starting stuff on social media, I might get in your face a little bit. But no, he's pretty cool.
Yeah, so getting back to technique, so you talk about, you kind of explain early in our conversation. From a technique standpoint, the first time out, did you feel you had some shortcomings in the ring where you need to up your game in this certain area, if you know what I'm saying? You know, you had a strong match, but you feel like, hey, I need to do, or maybe the people that were watching you train you say, hey, know you had a good first time, but here are some areas that you really need to
definitely
focus on.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and there's a saying, it's, you know, I don't lose, I either win or learn. And I like that saying, but at the same time I don't, because it's kind of implying that if you win, you don't have anything to learn. You know what I mean? And it's, to me, you know, I won, but there's still stuff to be worked on, you know? So it is a good saying, but at the same time, it's not, because to me, there's always something to learn, you know? So, like, if you get hit once while you're throwing a technique, it's like, okay, I learned I have to do this while I throw that technique in order to not get hit, you know? So there's always stuff to learn, really. I don't know. So I feel like some people just get caught up in wins. Yeah. You know, there's another saying, it's a loss can make or break a fighter. But, you know, people can get too caught up in wins as well. So, you know, you got to be careful of that.
All right. So the first time that you ever showed up in a gym to say, well, I'm going to do this MMA Ultimate Fighting. So you go to the gym where you're at and they say, here's Caden Harmon from Aledo, Illinois. He wants to try this. So, like, what is, like, is it, so when they, like, introduce you, are you going to a gym like that? How, like, is it pretty overwhelming or not? I mean, like, where all they say, you know, come on, he won't last, he won't make it through the day. Is it that type of thing, or are they pretty accepting?
I'm sure there's gyms out there that are like that, but no, the guys at my gym are pretty cool. And I was talking to my coach.
So when you're what I'm getting to is, so your first day, after you walk out of that place, you're like, I'm not sure about it, or like, for your first day walking out, you're like, yeah, I'm in. Give me a fight.
I was 100% in, you know. I loved it. As soon as I got there, you know, I put the gloves on and I started hitting pads, and I was like, and I knew, like, instantly.
Give me a live body.
That I love this stuff, you know.
All right, so you say maybe June sometime? Maybe?
Potentially June, but we'll see how it goes. I'm leaning towards probably not, because I don't know the show that well, but definitely shooting for August.
And then you say even though you want to get back in the octagon, I mean, I'm sure there's some protocol where you just can't say, I'm gonna try with this type of profession. I mean, you cannot do this every week, I would think. I mean, with how bruising it is.
I mean, it all depends on how the fight goes, you know. You can knock somebody out on the first punch in, you know, 5 seconds, or you can go through, you know, a 9-minute war. So it all just depends, you know, how the fight goes. But I don't have any injuries, so.
How sore were you though after the first competitive match?
Not very sore.
You didn't even
honestly
have to take any Advil or anything. No,
I try not to do that, but. The thing that hurt the worst was I landed a head kick.
I get up out of bed and I have to take two Advil.
I landed a head kick and my foot got a little bruised. So that was probably, it's still a little bruised, but it's getting better. So that was honestly the worst thing. So.
So then, like, when the fight's over, then is there much said between you and the other guy?
No.
Just basically good game or good punching?
No,
good
kicking. I didn't really talk to him much. You know, I had an opponent, and then he blew his knee out the weekend. That Sunday, I believe, the Sunday before the fight, Mike Goodwin, the promoter, messaged me. He's like, dude, I'm so sorry, but this guy blew his knee out. He can't fight. And you know, he's like, I'll do my best to fill somebody. And this guy took the fight the day away. And so I give him props for that. That's not very common. So that's how you know he's a pretty game opponent. You know, he stepped up on the day of weigh-ins. He said, I'll fight. So I didn't really say much to him, but I told him thanks for taking the fight, you know, because I trained hard for like 6 months for this fight. And then to have somebody get injured the week before and then potentially not fight, and then he took it. So I was grateful that he took the fight.
All right. Awesome, man. I'm glad Caden Harmon could come in today. And I'm glad I know an Ultimate Fighter / MMA fighter. So that's awesome. It's been great following you on Facebook. I couldn't get to the first fight, but I want to get to one of these things that you participate in because it's all new to me. So I want to.
Definitely.
But I'm like, man, I'm like, dude, you can tell the dude's taking the training serious because, again, it's like body fatting it on our conversation 0.00000001. So awesome, Caden Harmon, man. It's great. And I know a lot of people here locally enjoy following your career. And thanks for teaching us a little bit about the sport, too.
I love it.
Yep. Good luck to you down the road.
Thank you.
All right, Caden Harmon with us. MMA Ultimate Fighting. And we'll have more coming up on WRMJ.